If you like fast wireless broadband, you're going to love 5G. That's what they tell us.
5G is the next generation of wireless technologies, faster speeds, and in general, a better broadband experience.
If your phone is already connecting to 4G or LTE, what's 5G going to get you?
Much faster speeds, much more capacity.
Two people there who are deep in the 5G industry. They agree on the speed of 5G, but that's about all they agree on. More from them in a moment. President Trump's executive order yesterday bans U.S. companies building 5G networks with equipment from, quote, foreign adversaries. Trump's order doesn't name names, but the target is clear. Chinese telecom giant Huawei, a global leader in the technology that goes into 5G networks. One of the voices we just heard was Declan Ganley, the CEO of Rivada Networks based in the U.S. He likes the idea of banning Huawei.
I think it's a necessary move. It's timely and sends the right message around the world. It recognizes the threat that the Communist Party of China, through entities in the 5G technology sector coming out of China, the threat that they pose to cybersecurity and the cyber domain. And this is one of the five key strategic domains of potential conflict. Well, you've got land, sea, air, space, and cyber. And 5G is the key to cyber. And this somewhat starts to thwart Beijing's efforts to dominate the cyber domain globally.
Do you support the executive order just because it's a security threat? I mean, how do you see kind of its threat to U.S. technological supremacy, or is that not a concern?
Well, I mean, the reason that it was declared as, you know, a national emergency is because it is a security threat, and that's the first and primary reason for it, because it is. But to your point, it also disrupts or starts to flip the table on a model that Beijing has used to advance this cause, to try and dominate cyber and 5G globally.
So what is this disruption, shutting out Huawei? What does it mean for companies like yours? I mean, does it give you suddenly an advantage that you didn't have before?
I would say what it does is it takes away an unfair advantage that some of the incumbents were using against companies, innovative companies like my own.
So it sounds like what you're saying is with this executive order, you've now got the headspace to innovate. But Huawei claims the U.S. won't be able to roll out 5G networks without its technology. Is that true?
Not only is it not true, I would say that if they had been allowed in, what would have happened is that they would have allowed the status quo to continue. And it's the same thing in Europe and elsewhere around the world. Huawei and ZTE, backed by the Chinese Communist Party and the government, they were able to get subsidies.
Right, and ZTE is the other big manufacturer of smartphones, correct?
And not just smartphones, but 5G networking equipment, yeah? Once you remove the influence of Chinese money and subsidies from the 5G industry, and hopefully we're going to see this happen in other countries as well, once you remove that, frankly, corrupting influence, corrupting in terms of the business models that it allows to be sustained. When you take that out, it forces innovation. And that innovation is going to result in lower prices, much broader coverage, and much more innovation. This is a very positive move.
Can you just lay out for us what is so great about 5G? Like, what does it do that LTE and 4G can't currently do?
Speed, capacity, and price. So you're going to get much faster speeds, much more capacity, and if we have our way, if Rivada has anything to do with it, much lower prices for those services. Also ubiquity, that because you can change the business model, and this is really economics even more than the technology, but you're going to have coverage into rural areas that are currently not covered.
That's Declan Ganley, CEO of Rivada Networks. Scott Walston disagrees with a lot of Ganley's assessment of 5G. Walston is president and senior fellow at the Technology Policy Institute in Washington.
I don't want to dismiss the security concerns, but it's rarely the case that when you block competition, you're going to get more innovation. If anything, there's less pressure to innovate. So that'll be a problem.
So you do have these security concerns, and the U.S. has said repeatedly over the years that Huawei is a security threat. Do you think it is? And does this ban mean Americans and our networks will be more secure?
Well, I'm certainly not qualified to say whether it's actually, you know, with the severity of the security threat. Most people who are seem to agree that there is a real security threat, but it's hard to know how severe that is when we're also in the middle of a trade war with China. And some of our allies have done the cost-benefit analysis and
reached a different conclusion, thinking that they can manage whatever security threat there is.
So if a friend were to ask you, Scott, what impact will this executive order have on me? What would you tell them? Like, what would be your jargon-free answer?
Right. It's hard for me to speak without jargon. But for a typical person, the result is going to be higher prices on their wireless services. One of the major inputs into supplying these services is the equipment. And right now, the main competition for the equipment is between Huawei, Nokia, and Ericsson. And we are deciding to keep out the low-cost provider. So what we're left with is two providers who probably don't have enough capacity right now to supply the entire market and whose equipment is more expensive generally. It may be higher quality too, but it's more expensive. And so you're raising everybody's cost, all of the suppliers' cost, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, all the rural companies, anybody who needs the equipment that these companies produce. And if you raise everybody's costs, that translates into higher prices for consumers.
If Trump hadn't made this executive order, describe one likely future scenario for the U.S. and 5G.
Well, first, we have to assume that the executive order is going to make a difference, because even before this executive order, I think most companies had pretty much agreed not to use Huawei equipment. So, you know, one possibility is that the executive order doesn't mean anything because, in fact, the decision had already been made not to use Huawei. Another possibility is that that the executive order does mean something, and companies would have been more free to use Huawei equipment, maybe not now, but maybe in a year. And that would have meant lower costs to build out the 5G network and lower prices for consumers. But we would have had the security risks that come with Huawei. And that's what we would need to balance. So as you know, a typical consumers, or even as an economist who doesn't have access to any top secret information, I don't know how to balance those two sides, the security versus the cost. But I think those are the possible differences in the outcomes.
Scott Walson with the Technology Policy Institute in Washington. Thank you very much.
Thank you.